You know, this is so exciting about the characteristics here explained in the scripture. So continue. I think this is exciting teaching.
I was kind of hurried in the last minute or two here, and let's go through this again. The first face was the face of a man. I'm sorry, I think I had that out of order. The first face was the face of a man. In likeness of the man, they signify that the spirit of the man is very important. It's they had the same spirit as the spirit of man, and their delight was to service the same as God was delighted in creating us. They have a zeal in that area. Then the second face was the face of a lion, which denotes that they excel man in strength and boldness, and they are formidable. And Darren, this means that the lion has such a strength that when we find ourselves in a situation that is impossible for us to get through, we can call on the angels and they will come boldly. They will come with strength, supernatural strength sometimes, because I've heard story of people that were trapped under cars and somehow a force helped them to lift that car up.
Right, exactly.
So we know our angels are mighty in power and strength.
I know, and I heard the story, I saw it on television, by the way, a man who was trapped in an airplane. In fact, two 747s had crossed, I believe, on an island and in a crossways of a runway. Horrendous fire. And he said, actually, across the aisle from him, the flesh was burning off of the people. But he was a man who had memorized scripture since he was a kid. And then a force lifted him up and got him out of that aircraft right in the middle where other people were burning. Flesh was coming. But you know, as those people were burning, see, God was rescuing this man because of the power of his word.
Yes.
And I believe the angels were inside of that aircraft that had been so horrendously damaged and were lifting him out of there.
Well, we know that angels, one of their primary purposes in Psalm 103:20, Darren, is they're mighty in strength who perform his word, obeying the voice of his word.
Right, exactly.
And the word is what they get attention, boy. We get their attention when we speak the word.
And God created these angels, and this is a very important point. Now, listen carefully. He created these angels to serve the purposes of heaven and to serve us.
That's right.
And remember, we're priority creations. We're right beneath the Godhead, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then here we are, and the angels are created, and they're below us.
They are ministering servants, as it says in Hebrews 1:14.
Now, one of those faces, Barbara, is the face of an ox.
That's right.
And that talks about the diligence and patience and the unwearied steadfastness to work and work and work and work and work.
That's right. And they get their job done. They do not procrastinate, hallelujah, even though it took Michael and this other angel that was accompanying Michael, it took them 21 days to get to Daniel. Darren, they got to Daniel. They got to Daniel and they gave him the message.
Because they didn't give up.
That's right. They have unwavering steadfastness. They do not have the capacity to quit in the middle of a job the Lord has instructed them to do. And we see the fourth face here was that of an eagle. And eagles have quickness, their sharpness of sight, and they're able to soar through the heavens. And I believe that's what these angels have, the same thing. They're quick, and they have great sight, and they're able to soar through the heavens. Oh, that's a beautiful picture.
Now, in my life, Barbara, God has used angels many times up and down the Front Range here in Colorado. I've been up in Wyoming, some desolate areas. I like to go up there to pray. And one time I had an angel just come down. The wind was blowing probably 30, 40 miles an hour. And this angel came down, or this angel.
Angel.
Maybe it was an angel.
I know you're talking about eagles.
That day it was an eagle. He came down so close to the car, and his eyes were darting back and forth. I could see his eyes.
Oh, yes.
Now, the reason I bring that up is many times God has used eagles as a confirmation. I'd be driving along the interstate, like Interstate 80 up in Wyoming. There's one place I like to go to pray. And many times God's presence would be so strong in the car, and I knew before I ever looked up I was going to see an angel.
Oh, praise God. See, you were anticipating it, though. You were looking for it.
But see, there was a confirmation in the spirit world and in the natural world of the convergence of the two worlds, at least in my life. And it was a time of just going along and saying, knowing God was there, and I'd be praying in the spirit and quoting scripture, but I'd look up and there would be an angel. I say an angel, an eagle of confirmation flying along. Yeah, I wouldn't trade those times for anything.
No, that's right. And Darren, I know you see a lot more in the spirit than I do, but there are times, there are days when I am so busy and I am so under the load of what I have to do for that day, and I sense, and I know those of you who are listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You sense someone there, someone helping you, someone empowering you to get through that day and to do all your chores, all your labor. And I know there are angels there. Just this morning, I was fixing breakfast, and I said, thank you, angels, for being here with me, for getting me through this day and organizing my day for me. And I know they were there. I could feel them.
Well, then why do you turn around and try to organize me if those angels are helping you?
Well, they tell me to. I know.
You know, many times I'll hear you playing the piano and singing and praising the Lord. And sometimes I'll come up behind you and you don't even know I'm there. Mm. And all of a sudden, you stop playing. Your head goes down. And you're crying and weeping. God opens a door there for you in praise and worship that, mm-hmm. that I don't have. I don't have that as part of my walk with the Lord. That's rare for me. But that's such a treasure to just walk into the living room there and you're at the piano and the music's been going and all of a sudden the music stops. And I believe at that moment that you're hearing and seeing things in the spirit world. I mean, that music didn't stop. Mm-hmm. It continues there. And you're having a wonderful feast with the Lord.
Praise God,
I believe
yes.
you're seeing. Many times I believe you're seeing angels. You may not even be aware of their presence, but I believe they're there on that piano bench right there with you.
I believe that. Or sitting on the top of the piano, yes.
That really touches me.
Oh, it's ministering, but they minister to me, and that is so important. In Ezekiel 1:14, one more thing we need to say to you is that they are always there. They're in motion. They're ready to do your bidding. They truly are. Because in Ezekiel 1:14, it says, and the living beings ran to and fro like bolts of lightning. To me, this means that they find happiness. They find true happiness here in being active and completing the work of God. And it's not in their makeup to sit still and do nothing. They love to be employed. And some of you have not been talking to your angels, and they have been on the unemployment line. Like you say, Darren, they feel like they're unemployed.
You know something, though, Barbara, in this part of the world, we've kind of denied the spirit of world. In some of the other cultures of the world, they're more attuned to the spirit world. Unfortunately, many times it's to the to the wicked side of the spirit world. And we have raised our children in public schools in many cases, and even in some Christian schools, where we just said it's the age of reason. You know, if you can't see it, don't believe it.
Yes.
Well, that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of closed down that part of our ability to see and to know and perceive and be sensitive toward. So don't you know, when your children are expressing their imagination, be real careful how you handle that moment.
That's right. And you ask, why did they come to Ezekiel like this? Or why did they come to Isaiah at that time in his life? And why did they come to Daniel like they did? And this was to strengthen these mighty prophets in the word so that they could do the assignment that God had given to them. Because Isaiah and Ezekiel had tremendous loads on their being to get these things accomplished.
It was a real burden.
Oh, it really was. And Ezekiel especially did some unorthodox supernatural things in his ministry.
Yeah, he did.
He really did. But now we're going to go on to Zechariah.
I want to talk about Zechariah 2, verse 3 and 4. And it says, and behold, the angel who was speaking with me was going out, and another angel was coming out to meet him. In other words, here's Zechariah, and now the convergence here, the spirit world and the natural world. And the second angel said to him, run, speak to that young man, saying, Jerusalem will be inhabited without walls because of the multitude of men and cattle within it. Mm. For I, declares the Lord, will be a wall of fire around her. I will be the glory in her midst.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now here an angel, this is angelic conversation.
That's right. In fact, from the very beginning of Zechariah, Darren, clear through to the end of Zechariah, even though I have underlined a lot of what the angel is saying in red because it is directly from God, it is an angel who's the messenger that has brought this message to Zechariah. These are things that are not only happening to the people then, but they are things that are going to happen yet in Revelation. Zechariah is a pivotal book. pivotal book. Sorry. Right. Get our tongues all.
Well, the angels are really sent to patrol the earth.
Yes.
And they are. And I'll read here from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 11. Well, in fact, verse 10, it says, "The man who was standing among the myrtle trees answered and said, 'These are those whom the Lord has sent to patrol the earth.'"
Yes.
"So they answered the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees and said, 'We have patrolled